Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sans Pants Radio. This was recorded on the 19th of January 2018 at the Eureka Hotel in Melbourne.
Hey, Zamet.
What?
I heard someone was saying that we being me, you, and Joel Dusher plumbing the Death Star, are going to come to the UK this year.
Who's been telling you these truths?
Well, give me more details, you scoundrel.
Well, we're heading to Edinburgh Fringe, and we're going to be performing 4 shows. We're going to be at Just the Tonic on the 14th. We're going to be at Assembly on the 18th and the 25th, and the Loft on the 26th. What month is this, you ask?
I didn't, but go ahead.
I'm assuming it's not September. What's up before
August?
August. That's
baby!
The one.
Yeah! That's the one. Are we just doing Edinburgh? I fell. Are we just doing Edinburgh Fringe?
No,
are we going
Jackson.
Out?
Don't be a silly, stupid piece of shit. We're not just doing Edinburgh Fringe. No, we're going other places. We're going to go to Glasgow. We're going to go to Newcastle. We're going to Leeds, Nottingham, Cambridge, Manchester,
these
Oxford,
are so many damn
Birmingham,
places.
Bristol, London, Brighton, Cardiff.
Wow!
I know, it's crazy. And did you know in London we're going to be part of the London Podcast Festival?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, Jackson, I'm not. It's crazy.
That's incredible. Where can people go to get the damn tickets?
You can go to sanspantsradio.com/live.
Are they selling out quick?
They are. Glasgow is already sold out, and a bunch of them are already more than 50% sold.
Holy shit, the people better get on it quick.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star. Where we ask the important questions like, which fictional team would do well in the Hunger Games?
Did you say team or teen?
Teenager.
Which fictional?
Which?
You put a good.
Yes, I did.
Which fictional teen?
All right. So just to quick clarify, it was quich, as in with a Q.
Yeah.
Fictional teen, as in teenager, and the Hunger Games, as in the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
All right. Just before we go into this, because it is a live setting, is there anyone out there that doesn't know what the Hunger Games are?
Sick.
Okay, that's good. That's a good start.
One person means we don't have to explain.
Yeah.
Ask your friend next to you. It's
if we
fine.
Had like 5 of you, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give the audience 10 seconds to explain it to that one guy.
Also, are we all aware what a teen is?
Yeah.
A teenager.
What is fictional?
Explain which.
How come not real? That's fictional, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I got
it. All right. Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, but not the new one where they play lacrosse and shit and they make it edgy. No, Michael J. Fox, Teen Wolf from the 85 film. It's amazing.
It is a great film.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that we all agree that Teen Wolf is a great film. How would he do in the Hunger Games?
Well, he does get violent in that movie, right? But he doesn't like it.
And does he kill anyone?
Well, no, but he comes
How
close.
How many murders in Teen
Let
Wolf?
Let me have a quick look through my memory palace. Zero?
Okay.
Zero.
Sorry, that's not a great start.
Not a great start. But I reckon if push come to shove, he'd be very good at murdering a child.
There is someone in the Hunger Games who's like a relatively unknown character.
I thought you're going to be like, there's someone in the Hunger Games who's like a wolf man.
No. Relatively obscure Hunger Games character who also is like kind of against killing.
Yeah.
And will only ever do it if they have to. And that's Katniss.
Yeah.
So but I guess the unwilling, like, doesn't like being violent, but will if push comes to shove, isn't necessarily a con because things do go pretty well for her until the end when things go quite
it's
bad.
It's also the kind of thing where if you're in the Hunger Games and you're like, well, I'm just not going to kill anyone.
Exactly.
You're going to die. You're just going to. It's not like. It's not. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Well, you do have a choice. You could die. You could die with integrity, or you could live as a horrible person.
I know which one I'm choosing.
Absolutely.
It's like, a no-brainer.
I'm dying with integrity too, boys.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, what are Teen Wolf's skills? He's good. He's great at basketball.
He's amazing at basketball.
Well, okay, first of all, he's a wolf man.
Yeah.
Above all else.
I also think he's got some pheromone in him that makes people love the shit out of him.
Sure.
Because, like, if you and I were on a basketball court and we tackled a man, as they do in this, and then he turns into a werewolf, mm-hmm. I would be screaming and running because I'd be, like, thinking he'd be trying to eat me. However, he does, like, one dunk. And they're all on board.
Did all three of us tackle the man in your scenario?
Yes.
We're the villains in this piece.
That's but unusual.
Instead of being absolutely terrified by a man that can transform into a wolf, which is like a reasonable thing to do.
That's scary.
They're all like, nah, wolf pride.
So your theory is that Teen Wolf just gets everybody in the Hunger Games to love him.
Yes.
And then picks them off one by one.
And then he eats them as wolves are wont
to do. The funniest thing is that's my strategy too.
It's a good strat.
Get everyone to love me, pick them off one by one and eat them.
All right. A con is that the Hunger Games hunger does come into it.
Yep.
Teen Wolf can eat man meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so can people can eat man meat too.
Well, you know what Katniss doesn't do when there's like a delicious roux in front of her? She doesn't eat her. She puts some flowers, sends like a little funeral thing, and off she goes, wasting delicious man flesh. Or in this scenario, child flesh.
But to be fair, in the Hunger Games, you've got sponsors, right?
Yes.
So people outside the Hunger Games that are giving you treats and money and like cred.
That's good, because they'll send you more man meat.
No one's sending Wolf, like Teen Wolf, like treats if he's eating a child.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be watching it on the big screen and be like, oh my fucking God. Turn it off!
Can we send him poison?
I really like that none of you pointed out that they said treats and money. Imagine you're in the Hunger Games and one of those little drones just drops like $100 bill. You're like, fucking
Thanks,
sweet,
I guess.
Great.
No, actually,
is
that's kind of
a vending machine around.
No, well, I mean, if you get sent money, that's more motivation to win because you're like, I'm going to use this $100 when I win the Hunger Games,
and it makes you a better target for everyone else because it's like not only is Dusha good to kill, I get a hunger.
Yeah. I get some coins.
I'll take that.
The idea of killing a man for $100 is
well, also because I have to if I want to win the Hunger Games, idiot.
Exactly. It's like a sweet bonus, you dumb dumb. Not only do I get to like have to kill somebody, but then hundo.
Yeah, it's just like a neat extra
in the back. Pocket.
It's cream on the top.
Yeah. All right, we're getting distracted.
Anyway, so what you need to survive the Hunger Games, because it's not just about the willingness to kill a child, which I think Teen Wolf has.
Or eat, which is something that you've also...
Which is also in his eyes, because again, you can see they turn red. It's also about, like, the one thing they say, there's like, you're about to, like, possibly die of exposure or dehydration.
Yep.
That's a big killer in the Hunger Games. Mm. Guess what Teen Wolf has? Fur. Gonna save you from the cold.
Wolf
gonna
nose.
Gonna be a warm boy.
Can
wolf
smell,
nose. Smell at water.
What do you call them?
Meat.
No.
Danger.
What's that little? What's that little
boy?
No, fear.
No, shut up. What's those little?
Victory.
What's those little ground guys? Mushrooms. Mushrooms.
Ah, yes, the little ground guys.
Fuck
mushrooms.
Yep. I kept on thinking of the
truffles?
Smurfs. I kept on wanting to say houses.
All right.
I like the idea of you going to order a sandwich, and then you're like, yeah, I'll get like lettuce, tomato, and Smurfs. Oh, fuck.
What do the Smurfs live in? I grabbed the waiter by the tie. Tell me.
You got heightened sense of smell.
Yeah,
that's always going to be useful in the Hunger Games.
Absolutely.
And you know, he does like he can probably find some sweet stash like he does in the film.
Plus, he's got perfect balance.
He does.
He's surfing UFAs. UFA.
What?
USA.
The United Fate of America. No, he surfs. He's surfing USA's the top of his friend's van.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At high speeds, it doesn't fall
and
off.
And does like backflips and shit.
So he's got perfect balance.
Exactly. Rue runs up a tree. Guess who's following her? Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
Do you know what Alpha Wolf's are notorious for doing?
Yeah.
Being killed by man.
Yeah, that is a wolf's number one go-to activity.
You know what the con is? What is Wolf good at? Being in a pack.
Ah.
What is Teen Wolf? A lone wolf, but lone wolf is also good. Now, back on Teen Wolf. He's invincible.
Until he gets shot with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, he doesn't have any weapons and also doesn't know how to use anything other than... You know, like, because I think this is important for us to go through every Hunger Games team. Yeah. They have that scene where they're in, like, the HQ.
Yeah, and it's the one
where they're like, Peter, you're good at lifting up fucking flour. You will be the rock thrower in the Hunger Games.
While everyone's standing there with swords and bow and arrows. He's like,
he just, like,
I got
picks
this
up
rock.
A heavy shit and throws it and then, like, you know, paints a rock on his wrist. Yeah. They're like, oh, amazing.
But, like, Teen Wolf, basketball.
Yeah.
Can you turn basketball into a weapon?
That's just another rock thrower, and they've already got one of those.
That's true.
He does have claws.
Yeah, but he needs to get
but
a
But you know what's
range.
Better than a claw? A bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Also a sword, longer range.
Can you bring a gun into the Hunger Games?
If that's your chosen weapon, sure.
So if I'm like, my chosen weapon is these bombs.
The risk, though, is, and forgive me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure 100 people will yell at me if I am, you have a chosen weapon, but they're put in like a central
the corner
bit.
Copy.
The corner, yeah.
Yeah, copy. So you could pick bombs, but District 1, which you will not be from, will undoubtedly be faster and stronger than you, and you will probably get force-fed your own bombs.
The trick is you just got to run in, set them alight, and run out.
Or...
everybody's going to the cornucopia to get food.
This is the best thing about bombs, though, is that, like, they're anyone's weapon, right?
Yeah.
So you could just chuff off and let the bombs sort themselves out.
The best thing about bombs is that they're anyone's weapon. That's... beautiful.
Pick your weapon as proximity mines and then just don't go for the cornucopia.
I pick my weapon as an angry jaguar, please. Just put that in the cornucopia so everyone's like running at the... oh, my God!
Wild boar, please.
That's me. Right, so, Teen Wolf, the problem...
He's going to go into that little meeting where they're going to have, and they're like, eating, like, delicious candy and, like, cured meat, and, like, entertain us with your skill. And what's Teen Wolf going to do? He's just going to, like, what, do a flip and shit? That's
do
not
a
that
fucking
great.
Three-pointer.
Mm. He's like, do you have a van I can, you know, surf on? And everyone's going to be like, back to the pig.
He's going
to
be like, where's your hoops?
Yeah.
So,
and I'm pretty sure, like, the Capitol aren't going to be interested in your sweet basketball skills, Wolf Boy.
I don't think basketball exists anymore.
Yeah, they probably play something stupid, like a catball. Can we just talk about how stupid all the names are? Like, what happened to R's? Oh, we can't have Peter. Has to be Peter. But, like, no R. There's, like, two E's and an A.
Nah, I reckon I can solve that. Because I reckon everyone in that shithole district was illiterate.
Oh.
So they're like, Peter. And he's like, how do you spell that? And he's like, I don't know. Peter. They're like, with an R? He's like, with a what?
Well, how do you explain, like, Glimmer, Marvel, and Kato?
That's just a great name. And I assume... if I got to choose my own name, I might call myself Glimmer.
Glimmer B. Bailey.
Glimmer B. Bailey. Yeah. Glimmer me softly.
Actually, not a bad idea, because even like Hamish, how do you spell it? There's a H and a T
Hamish.
Somewhere.
Hamish?
Hey, like, hey, Mitch. Yeah, H-E-Y.
Like, okay. Yeah. And he looks at it and he's like, I don't know how to read. Okay. Like everyone in the Hunger Games is illiterate, and that solves that problem.
All right, I'm placated.
And Teen Wolf is literate.
Yes.
At a disadvantage or an advantage.
I'm not sure how it'll help him in the Hunger
Games.
There's
not a lot of reading in the Hunger Games that tends to happen.
Yeah. All right, so Teen Wolf's done pretty well.
Yeah.
I've got a suggestion that fits all the categories as well, and I think may fare a bit better.
Okay.
And he fits into this due to a technicality.
Oh.
Because this boy is still a teen, but also not really. And it is Edward Cullen.
Sparkly in daylight, easy to spot.
Can't die.
If you chop off his head, he's done, right?
Yeah.
You stake him in the heart. Yeah, what happens?
Look, following vampire law.
I know vampire rules. I don't know Twilight vampire rules.
That's easy. We're in like the Hunger Games room waiting to go out. I'm like, that's a fucking vampire. And you're like, I'm like, I know what I'm going to do. I would like my chosen weapon to be garlic. Homie, you're good at fighting with it, and I just throw it at Edward or whatever.
Give me a steak, and then I'd be like, try to get my sponsors. Yes, garlic powder. Lots and lots of garlic powder.
Crucifixes. Is Jesus around anymore?
What about just doing this, like one of these ones?
I mean, Edward would probably just like... I mean, the thing is, weapons, might work on him, but he can't die, so he can just be like...
Why are vampires so afraid of Jesus?
It
seems like a weird thing to be.
Vampires are a front to God. That's the answer.
I assume it's that vampire God didn't make him; Satan did. Right?
All right.
That's always been the implication, but nobody's ever outright said it. So
who made vampires?
Satan made. Lucifer made vampires. He's like, I see you're humans. What if worse?
And
what if could
humans
become bats?
Hmm?
It's very funny to imagine
a fine
Satan,
mist.
Satan looks at some bats, looks at a guy, he's like, I can see a twofer here.
Your move, God.
I got angels. They're like men with wings.
Man and bird.
Men like a bird. Is that, it's pretty good. Yeah, but I got a bat. Yeah.
Just, well, maybe it was like God's like, look at this. Check this shit out. Satan, I made angels. Satan's like, can I make some? He's like, you're not allowed birds, though. He's like, what is like a bird? Bats!
Night birds!
Why don't it was either that call or dragonflies. Yeah. Or moths, I guess.
Oh, vampires would be like a lot less terrifying if they just turned into moths.
I think they'd be a lot more frightening.
How?
They're moths.
Yeah, but they
distract
them by a flame.
They're all unco when they fly. Imagine a vampire being like, hoop, hoop. You know, like the moth does like some of these ones, but his body's all jangling about and he's coming towards you and you're like, oh my God! What the fuck?
Like, the other day, a moth got, like, stuck in our bathroom. But, to the moth's credit, if I had a bat in there, it would also have gotten stuck. So
moth's credit.
Charles Abbott, are scary.
To the moth's credit, not saying he's an idiot.
Just saying, he got stuck.
Stuck. Two sides to every story.
People have been stuck in bathrooms before, so, like, you can't say this moth is any dumber than, like, a regular man.
Yeah, that's true. People die all the time in the bathroom.
People die. Moths die.
To the moth credit. Anyway, so...
Hunger Games.
Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
Edward Cullen.
Doesn't all like right killing.
Yeah.
Feels bad about it and good about it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So you just need to, like... The first kill, he snaps.
Yeah. Mm.
Next 11, the next 10, real easy. Mm. That means, well, he has to kill one of... Sorry, Peter, I guess, but you probably get an et.
Oh, yeah.
Katniss
yeah
stays at home this time. I imagine in this situation, whoever we've picked...
No, it's a male and female. He's eating Katniss. Yeah. Where is he? What district are you from?
You see, he's from district...
He's like a fancy boy. Yeah?
We are district 14. Where all the weird ones go. And the team that normally comes is like, is that a 14? And it's just Teen Wolf and Edward Cullen, whoever else we chose. Oh, they go alone. There's no... Can't be Teen Wolf and Edward Cullen.
Yeah,
normally we'd go bloke girl, but I guess we'll go vampire wolf man this time.
Yeah.
That's basically the same thing.
So, all right. As a member of like the other 11 people there, or whatever many people, I'd be going, all right, our first strat is to get the vampire because he's the biggest threat.
Yeah.
Then we turn on each
other. Do we know he's a vampire, though? Or is it like we're at the cornucopia and he just eats someone and I'm like, holy fuck.
Or is it going to be like he goes in and gets his like judge and everything. He's like, what's your skill, boy? And he's like, I'm a vampire. I eat people. They're like, shit. 12 out of 12, I guess. Fuck, perfect scores. Off you, fuck. And then everyone's like, why do you get 12? That's
scary as.
Oh, boy.
If it's just like a weenie pale boy, and you're like, he got a 12 out of 12. What did he do? And he's just like, nothing.
I'm just good and pretty handsome.
Yeah. I've got great hair.
What if I try and Bella Swan him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, Joel Zammert, are going to try and ballast Swan Edward
32
Cullen
years old.
One, mate.
31 years old.
Seducing a 17-year-old boy.
Seducing
but
a
he's
seven
like 400 or something. How old is he?
400 or... No, 200, I think. Well, any Twilight fans out there? He's...
Fuck off.
He's 109.
109.
But he looks 17 and is 17.
All right.
No, but no, because by your logic, so say Zammert goes up and starts kissing Edward Cullen, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, that's not on, he's 17. And you're like, but he's 400. And they're like, but he's 17.
No, and then they're like, no, he's 109.
And then they're like, well, then he can't compete because he's not a teen. And he gets disqualified. So you got to kiss him for the legal battle. So that he can be deemed an adult and kicked out of the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I can make out with Pats for this.
What's great about that as well is that means that you're just like, you just leave? The two of you just leave? I'm like, where's Hammett? I just saw them kissing, now they're going.
They caught up in a legal battle.
But couldn't Edward Cullen be like, well, he's not a teen either? And I'm like, fuck! I'm not! Shit! Shave me, quick!
Very funny if they like go to like the two of us and they're like, did you know that? We're like, nah. You guys are teens, yeah. Yeah, I'm like 14, man.
I turned 16 last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm not me. I'm just like teen me.
Yep. We're competing in the Hunger Games? That's frightening.
How did we get in? Different districts must have been.
Yes. We're District 15. The plumbing boys.
Just de-aged a bit.
That's really funny, lying. Though. If it's District 15, they're like, okay, well, we normally take a boy girl, but we'll just take three boys. It's also great if they're like, well, I guess we'll just take Zamet and Dusha. You can stay behind, Jackson. I don't know how to look after this town by myself.
So, all right, but wouldn't, like, yeah, going up against Edwin Cullen, couldn't he have, like, because he's telepathic, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, like, beneficial to find people.
But
like,
I always think my brain's so heinous that he'd have a look and vomit or something. Then I could keep punching him in the face.
Yeah.
But what if you're just going to think of, like, the most fucked thing you can.
Yeah.
And then he'll read your mind and then he'll start vomiting and then you're going to punch him in the face so much that you kill him.
I'm going to run up yelling.
What can kill an Edward Cullen?
Decapitation.
Yeah.
Decapitation. All right, they got swords in there.
A broken heart.
I've already dumped him, so yeah, he's pretty sad.
So if something was to happen to Bella, he'd probably die, but that's probably metaphorical rather than...
Oh, you know who's coming from District 15? Edward Cullen and Bella Swan.
That's true.
Fuck him up good.
Or if it's only you guys...
Wait, we're sending them out. Why are we doing this?
Because I want to.
Just see
we're
what
like,
happens.
Oi, President Snow, bang in the face. We're in charge.
All right, well, I don't know how familiar you are with Twilight, but...
Not very, no.
Spoilers then, because I know that you're probably going to be interested.
I was.
Bella turns into a vampire.
Shit.
I am shocked and spooked.
That's unfair that the vampire district's sending people. One vampire, I'm like, well, I'll let it slide. Two, come on. We let a wolf man in. There's no rules.
Well, all right, let's just break it down without like getting all super distracted. The pros of Edward Cullen, harder to kill than a regular person, can still be killed in the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
He's much faster, much stronger, and much cleverer than anyone else because he's actually 109 rather than 17. He is 17 though, right?
Does his brain kind of rot a bit? You know, when you get old, you kind of lose faculties.
No, I think vampires stay kind of preserved in amber, always the same.
That's unfair.
Yeah. The life of a vampire is hard.
Satan made them better than us for a reason.
I choose the Scooby Gang. Mystery Inc.
The whole gang?
Yeah, we'll go through them.
All right. So, pros.
What is your ability, Fred? A van.
Cold dead eyes. He'll kill a kid.
Yeah. Oh. Fred Jones is not afraid to murder.
Fred Jones himself will kill several
Fred
children.
Jones is a grasshopper wearing a man's skin. He'll happily murder a child.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all teens. Velma is very clever. Daphne
is pretty.
She can come along.
She could be like the honey trap or whatever it is. You know, like a bit of, you know, people are like, oh, who's that? Well,
who's
there?
That? And then Fred Jones out of the trees, naked, slits their throat.
Wearing nothing but an ascot.
Gets him with a rock.
Yeah. And Shaggy and Scooby are there because it's always good to have a dog.
Yep. And you got to kill one of them off, and who better to kill off than Shaggy?
Yeah, exactly.
What's use he doing? Nothing.
I basically
smoke
all
our weed.
Scooby, Shaggy, Daphne, Velma, and I'll just keep Fred. Fred, a van, and trouble.
The three things you need to win the Hunger Games.
Absolutely. Fred is not stronger than an average person, but I think he'll go the distance.
Yeah.
And that's
like,
what makes him...
Fred seems the kind of person that if you were, like, to stab him in the arm, he wouldn't flinch. Like,
yeah.
He wouldn't react. And that would make me then back off a little, which would give him ample time to, in his nude body with an ascot, to brain me with a rock.
Imagine, you know, the cornucopia, he just rolls in the mud to get slippery, picks up a heavy rock, and everyone's like, that is the scariest thing anybody's ever done at the start of our Hunger Games. Slippery Fred Jones with a rock running around, just completely, like, no emotion on his face. Braining everybody. And then he gets in his van and just runs him down.
It's also scary, and this is something I can imagine Fred doing. At the end, the last person. So there's one person remaining.
Yeah. Yep.
Fred and this one person. I can imagine him like just pulling off their face like it's a mask.
Well, let's see who's under the mask.
A brain and a skull.
Well, gee, it was just a guy with a lot of blood. A guy with blood for a face.
Rot room.
Gee whiz, gang. And he's talking to no one. He killed him and ate him and wore him early on.
all those mutated dogs, like mutated Scoobs, which Fred would have easily killed.
Oh, absolutely.
He would have no qualms.
I could be kill like, Scooby-Doo.
And this has been a long time coming, Scoob.
I think he'd run Scooby down with the van. I think that's how he's taking out Scooby.
And also, it'd be like, why'd you do that? And they'd be like, Hunger Games.
Imagine you see him running down people with a van and you're like, oh my God, but you're in the side. And then as he passes you, you realize he's not even looking forward. He's just looking at you.
Another scary thing is he'd be like, mystery solved. And they'd be like, congratulations, you won the Hunger Games. He'd be like, the what?
Sorry?
I was just solving another mystery.
The mystery of my empty heart.
Pulling out Velma's heart, being like, look, a clue. I like that we've given... See, in my mind, Fred Jones doesn't have the strength to reach into someone's chest to pull out their heart. Just the determination. Yeah.
The determination and the tenacity.
Yeah, like...
Just to be like,
at
what
a
are
certain
doing,
point,
Fred?
I
what
would give up because my fingers would give out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if I pushed hard enough, I could get through. You know?
Yeah.
But
I don't like someone beating on Fred ain't going to stop Fred.
No.
Try.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, okay, so it hurts...
And it's hurting me, which makes me want to stop.
Yeah.
But if I was Fred Jones, I'd just keep like a...
Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
It's scary. Ow, that hurt my hand.
I'm fine. I lied when I said it hurt because I'm tough.
Damn. So a con I see immediately that I'm surprised nobody pointed out is that the Hunger Games has very few roads.
Yeah.
It's not really paved.
It's not paved unless you've got a four-wheel drive.
That's right. But the Mystery Inc. is like a combi van. So.
That they don't allow vehicles in.
Well, I think it's an Air Bud situation.
Okay.
No, there's nothing in the rules that says I can't bring in a van.
So they're like, Fred, what's your chosen weapon? A van.
No, the Mystery Machine.
The Mystery Machine. They're like, ah.
Well, gee, it's the Mystery Machine. And then it drives around. He doesn't even need to train. He can just sit there whittling or whatever.
So scary if you see someone when you're training just whittling. Or just standing there.
So then he's coming in, again, like the judges or wherever, they give the score. He's like, yes, what is your ability? He just hops in a van, does a few doughies without breaking eye contact. Yeah. And they're like, fuck, 12. 12 out of 12, Jesus Christ.
Can he being in a van? Doesn't say he can't.
Hand me the rule book.
I think this is an Air Bud situation.
Air Bud protocol. Yeah, no, vans are fine.
All right.
Where you go, Fred Jones?
He's also just a man. So even though you could pepper him with like arrows and he would not blink, he might still die.
He might. However, what is a van good against? Bow and arrow.
That's true.
The bow and arrow is one weakness.
Vans. Tires. Getting slashed by either a sword or punctured by a bow and arrow.
Do you know?
But you know who wouldn't care? Fred Jones.
He's a man who would drive a car that had no tires.
He would sit there, like, bogged in the mud, just shooting mud out the front and back and daring people to come and get him.
It's also good because he wouldn't be like, there wouldn't be a, come on, it would just be a...
Like,
alternatively, if they don't let him take the Mystery Machine, his weapon would be the ascot.
Behind someone, choke him out, completely blank face, not even thinking.
Then he's completely nude.
Or if he doesn't let have the ascot, just a rock.
Yeah,
it's very good with that rock. Problem there is fuel.
Yeah. Like I said, eventually Fred Jones is just sitting in an empty Mystery Machine. And he kills like three people when they all swarm him, but... I like that the rest of the teens banded together to take out Fred Jones, but not Edward Cullen.
Well, vampires scare we.
Well, no, because the thing with a vampire is like you're probably like, well, a group of us isn't really going to help because he's faster and stronger. But with Fred Jones, like, he's a man. He's gone beyond being a man, I guess. He's far more frightening than a regular man.
Yeah, I was like, it's actually funny because Edward Cullen is more human. I think that's what it is. I'm like, I could have a conversation with Edward Cullen. The moment I'm chatting to Fred Jones... I'm not. I'm just talking at his blank face.
Well, yeah, because the one big difference between them is Edward Cullen is hesitant about eating people.
Yeah, though.
So Fred Jones
is buff, too.
Yeah, he's in shape.
He's got a lot of upper body strength.
He does.
To the point where I think that Cartoon Network may have used his body. What?
He's got a great ass.
No, he does.
Fred Jones, look at him in the cartoons. He's got a good ass. I don't know.
Everyone think of Fred Jones.
Me and this fan are doing the rest of the episode. What's your pick, fan? I'm just glad you're not talking about Fred Jones's ass anymore. This is real good.
No, I'm with you. This show works better. You could bounce a quarter off it.
Oh, it's nuts. His whole body's on fire. My God.
Fuck, you could eat it.
We're still going. All right, cool.
Boring face, though.
I reckon he'd do pretty well.
Yeah, but again, he'll eventually be taken down because he's a mere mortal.
Yeah.
My quick question.
Yep. Yes.
What would you classify, like, the age of, say, a lion? If, say, I was to put forward Simba when he came back. Because he's not a kitten.
Mm.
He's probably around about, like, 2.
Yeah.
How do cat years work?
Well,
because a dog year is, like, 1 in 7 or something, right?
Yeah.
Simba is... Roughly three years old when he
Zoe's
comes back.
Zoe's a cat expert and she's sticking her hand up, so let's not go to her. Does anyone know anything about cat? No, Zoe. That.
So 6 months to a year and a half, they're teens. So I reckon, like, Simba, he buggers off for... He's only gone for maybe, like, a year. So he'd be a year.
Yeah, but he's 6 months, like...
If we let Edward Cullen in, even though Edward Cullen was 109, we can let Simba in, even though Simba's, like, 2.
Yeah. He's, like, a late teen.
We gotta have some consistency, come on.
So I'm gonna put forward
Sorry,
Simba.
Where's the... You know what? Yeah, okay, sure, Simba. You know what? I'm not even gonna get into that.
Yep,
Simba.
Simba pads in.
A lion.
They're like, what's your skill? And he looks at them like, all right, a lion.
Sure.
12.
So, immediate problem. Simba has a pure heart. Doesn't even want to kill Scar.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
The idea
also, every single teen in that district would happily eat a lion. Every single one of them. Katniss and Peter, the lovable larrikins.
Those lovable larrikins. Yeah, that's how I always describe them.
Oh, they're just so fun loving.
Goofballs.
Goofballs.
Now the con with Simba is no one's given that lion gifts.
No.
No, are you kidding me? Imagine we're just like the people, the Hunger Games populace.
Yeah.
And we're like, one of them's a lion this year and he's adorable.
I'm giving him a gun.
No.
Also, send that lion a gun.
Give that lion a gun, Dusha.
All right, even without that, the idea of watching TV and being like, I can send this lion presents, I'm gonna, because that's funny.
Yeah. Man, we're littering that lion with gifts.
It's funny because I was like, con, he's pure of heart. But actually, pro, he doesn't see humans as...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's pure of heart to other lions.
Yeah, he'll have...
He's never seen a human
before.
Doesn't
even matter. He's like, circle of life, bitch.
Whatever.
And they'll be like... Top of the food chain, baby. Bow and arrow.
that's true. Right in his head. Hakuna Matata. No worries for the rest of your days. It's very because he's dead.
That'd be nice on your, like, you know, gravestone.
Yeah. Hakuna Matata. No worries now that I'm dead. Life was hard.
To be honest, this is all right.
So, yeah, I reckon, I don't know, how he's lion's pretty good at surviving in the wilderness.
You've gone for a man that's a wolf, and then you've gone for basically what is just a wolf.
That's a man.
But is a lion.
Yes.
Lion and wolves are pretty similar.
Can I?
I'll say it.
Can I talk to Simba? Not like me specifically. Can Simba communicate with a human? Or is it just like, there's also a lion here this time? I don't know that he's a guy.
What are Disney rules? I'd say yes. He's a talking lion.
All right.
I don't want to be the man to say no, even though all evidence says no. But sure, he's a talking lion.
Doesn't even matter because teamwork is like a very important part of early Hunger Games. Because otherwise you're just all killing each other.
That's true.
And I'm not teaming up with a lion. Sorry. Yeah. I'd rather team up, well, maybe not Fred Jones, but Edward Cullen. I'd rather team up with Teen Wolf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Teen Wolf is used to playing on a team as well.
I was going to say, exactly. He's very good at working.
And then you can betray him and stab him in the back.
Absolutely.
You would too quick. You'd betray your teammate too quickly.
That's why I'd go down. They'd be like, I'd be like, hey, do you want to be friends? And you're like, yeah, lions. And I'd be like, ah! But you'd have already stabbed me.
Yeah. Because you're too slow.
All right. Oh, man. So I got confused at this point. I got distracted. Man.
So I guess Simba has got all the, like, pros of, say, Teen Wolf.
But with a lot more cons.
A lot more cons. All right.
All right. There's one teen that I've got that is definitely a teen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is a person.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So there's no cheating here. No technicalities.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter. Actually, no. I'm taking that back. Don't clap. Draco Malfoy.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better. Yeah.
Things that come in handy for Draco Malfoy is a weasel boy. Will make friends, will betray those friends. Happily to kill, knows a killing spell, is a wizard, is a teen.
Such a weasel boy. Is his wand allowed?
Yeah, it's a weapon.
If Fred Jones can bring a van.
So by my saying is like, what if someone else gets his wand?
Whatever.
It'll work shit for them. That's how wands go. Plus, everyone else is muggles. Like,
no, okay, if you see swords, bows and arrows, and a stick.
I'm a choosing that sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very funny to imagine stealing Draco's like wand and just stabbing people with it. And he's like, that's not what it's for.
But he'll be like, ooh. And then he'd just be like,
Or like sharpening it like into a point, like but like sparks coming off, like when you shave a battery and everything, like you're racking it. Well, get away from me.
Can it just be like Accio wand?
That's true. He's got to get behind me so it stabs
me. He's in final years, so he's real good at magic.
Okay. So don't you need the wand to cast that? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, but no, because the thing is, like, when you get... This is dangerous territory because I'm talking Harry Potter in front of a live audience that can yell back.
Yes.
I would confidently say 100%... Someone said, ooh, and that was a fair enough noise. I'm not confident in this at all.
Uh-huh.
I would say that Draco is probably a skilled enough wizard that by his final years of Hogwarts, he could probably perform spells without a wand.
Wandless man. Let's put it to the audience.
Just because Harry's a shit too.
Yeah. Could Harry do wandless?
Yeah, well, he
made the glass disappear and then he fell in a snake pit like a dickhead and then got frightened.
Yeah, he let a snake loose in a zoo. Like.
He made his aunt real big and float away.
Yeah.
He should have gone to jail for that.
He should have gone to jail for letting the snake out.
If a Slytherin did that, Dumbledore probably would have had them like executed.
I know.
But because it's Harry,
he's
fine.
He's the chosen one. Fuck off.
Harry Potter's just a boy. No, even Draco Malfoy is just a boy.
Yeah.
If I shoot him with a bow and arrow, he falls
hang
down
on
and
hang on.
Cries.
You say Draco is willing to kill, but is he?
Yeah, he's ready to kill Dumbledore.
He is, but then he doesn't.
He's sad about it, but he's ready.
Nah.
If you put Draco Malfoy in a situation where you were like, everyone is killing each other.
Yeah.
Draco would be like team murder.
He's a bit of a piss baby.
I'll tell you my
strategy. He says he's a weasel boy. Yeah. He says he's all like, you know, whatever. But you know who went and saved his ass? Snape did.
Yeah.
And so how did that go for Snape?
Yeah, pretty fucking good. But
I hate Snape. I'm glad he's dead.
Me too. Fuck him off.
Like,
yeah, good.
Look,
all right.
Lily died. Get over it. She moved on. Fuck off.
Grow up.
Literally, like, there's fucking... Snape would be like, I'm such a nice guy. Yeah.
No,
you're
not.
You're not. You're a bad man. You're a grown man.
Like, he was going to kill a kid's pet as a goof. Remember, he's like, oh, Neville, what if I poison your toad? That'd be funny.
It would have been hilarious.
Hey, Snape, what if my mom left you for my dad? Wouldn't that be funny?
And then he'd cry.
Give me a Harry Potter where Harry's, like, just intimately aware of that dynamic his whole year. Just using it against Snape. Harry, 10 points from Gryffindor. My mom never loved you. So, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Take as many points away from me as you like, but you can't, like, gain love.
Yeah.
You're unlovable, Snape. I don't know.
And maybe wash your hair.
There's no showers at Hogwarts. I get that.
There's a bath. Harry's literally in that in a book.
Oh, yeah,
and now I understand what our audience get angry about. Just ignore basic facts.
I did just make the claim there are no showers from nothing. That's a whole Chamber of Secrets is in a bathroom.
So I reckon Malfoy would be
why
very...
would there be no bathrooms in Hogwarts?
Wizards, I don't know. I'll tell you my strategy with Malfoy. Because you're right. He doesn't want to kill. So... Say the three of us are in the Hunger Games again from District 15, the plumbing boys.
Yep.
I was like, please, I cannot look after this town alone.
Come along.
So they brought me along. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to run at Malfoy and get him to kill me.
Yeah.
He'll be so distraught, you guys can take him out.
We'll do. Oh,
so I hold a knife and I'm like, grab this knife, Malfoy, and then I just dive onto it. He's like, what's happening? And then you, with a brick or something.
Okay, how this would actually happen, you'd fuck it up.
stab myself, die in front of him.
He would be too shocked.
And then we'd go to brains him, and then somehow you'd be like, oh, I'm all right, and stand in the way, and you get brains by both of us at the same time.
Two rocks on either side meet in the middle of my skull.
Pop your brain out.
Yeah, right.
Poo! Malfoy's like, is that going to land? You're like, not anytime soon.
Boo!
Holy shit. And then Malfoy's like, I won the Hunger Games, but my brain comes down, smacks him in the head, he dies, and everyone's like, we don't quite know what to do. I guess Jackson won, but posthumously. Yeah.
Oh, that's like that boxing match where the dude died in the ring and then won because the other guy was disqualified for killing him.
That's fucking great.
You laugh, but that's a real thing that happened. You laugh harder because you're a monster.
All right. I reckon Malfoy is a pretty good pick. Pretty good pick.
Jackson's brain is...
you know, and he gets brained by Jackson's brain.
Brained with a brain.
Okay, look, how about... Now, I'm on a beast theme for some reason.
Are you picking another wolf?
Kind of. It's the Beast from Beauty and Him.
Is he a teen?
Well, he's 11 when he gets turned into a beast.
Yeah.
And when Belle meets... Another Belle. When she meets him, he's like turning 21 or about to turn 21. So I reckon if we get him in his like his teen years.
You want him at 19 when he's come to terms with the fact that he is a beast and he's angry about it.
He's so angry. And he hasn't known like human love yet.
Yeah, you want him when he's like, you don't want to get him when he's disenfranchised about being a wolf. Disenchanted is the word I was looking for there.
Yeah.
Con,
disenchanted about it.
Is that he knows he's got to find true love.
Yeah.
So he might think of the Hunger Games as kind of like a bachelorette situation and treat it as such.
It's also pretty rough for him to have to be like, he's like, any of the women in the Hunger Games could be my true love. That would be nice. But I also have to kill them all.
And eat them, I assume.
Does it count? So say he finds his true love, he's a man again, and then he kills them and eats them.
Wait a second.
Yes?
I've realized that the connecting theme here for all of Joel Zammert's choices, and when he was thinking about these, this is the one thing he would have been like, oh, that's the biggest pro. Everyone he's picked would consume man flesh.
Hey, it's called the fucking Hunger Games, Dusha. You're hungry.
Do you know how I would...
everyone I've chosen would eat man flesh. So it's not really like much of a denominator. Hell, everyone you've chosen in a pinch.
Draco might not.
Yeah.
But just because he's too much of a little piss boy.
You know what? You could also Draco could also just be like magic food. There we go. Create food because I know you can't do that. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like, welcome.
President Snow is there having a turkey leg and whoop. Yeah. He like killed the boy.
Imagine it like pops his arm out of its socket.
Whoop.
Help!
That's how he Draco becomes like the Mockingjay because he accidentally kills President Snow.
President Snow just got the chicken in his neck and Draco pulls it out of the middle of it, killing him. No, but it doesn't work because Draco got brained by my brain.
That's
so they're like, well, everything just worked out, I guess.
Also, I just feel like that I know that's not how she became the Mockingjay. Just she didn't kill Snow and then everyone was like, oh yeah, you're good, you'd lead the rebellion. Just so you know. I know they made a comment, everyone went a bit quiet. It's okay.
It's fine. But I reckon, Beast would do all right.
Can the Beast... I'm trying to think if there's a way the Beast can use his Beast powers to make everyone cutlery. Like, can he refuse an old woman in the middle of the Hunger Games?
He just keeps refusing people in the Hunger Games.
And hopes one of them will turn everyone into cups.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
And then he's like, sweet, did it. And he, I mean, does he win? No, because they're alive still.
Really, the benefit of the Beast is just
turned him
like...
into weapons that he could kill. Like, if you turn me into a knife and I know I need to kill someone, I'm just going to stab them with my head.
Yeah. See, the benefit of the Beast is just that he is, like, ferocious and more powerful than, a child.
Yeah.
No, like, at the end of the day...
At the end of the day, like, even with several spears or a bow and arrows in him, he can still rip a child in half.
Yeah, and he's got that anger that, like, even if he regrets it, he'll do it.
Yeah.
He'll kill a kid.
He'll kill several.
Yeah. What about this? What if he does find his true love on the battlefield? Then he's
just a weak, prissy
guy.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
beautiful blonde hair.
That's good. District 15. We just keep yelling that we love him. Beast, I love you.
Beast, I love you unconditionally. And he's like, no! As he changes.
We're your true love, all three of us.
Polyamory's
all right, Beast.
And then we just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
It's love hurts!
It's tough love, Beast.
Hunger Games, bitch!
And then we consume his flesh.
Yep.
I'm not going to eat a beast. He looks yuck. Oh, he's a man at this point. I'm not going to eat a man.
Well, I guess someone's going hungry.
Alternatively, I become likable and people send me food.
Yeah, look, it's
well,
an
I
option.
Guess.
By I just... become likable, I mean stay likable.
I mean, that's one strat.
I just know it's not an option for me, Dusha, so I got to eat people, all right? Also, I want to. All right, what about this?
Yep, right. Yep.
Old mate, he's not none of this beast shit or this magic shit. He's just wily. Ferris Bueller.
Ooh.
All right.
Things always go well for Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
He's basically just like a luck mage.
Yeah, nothing goes wrong for Ferris. Ferris starts an impromptu fucking parade in the middle of town.
What's his chosen weapon? What if they're like, Ferris, come in here.
His winning smile.
12 out of 12. He's such a threat.
Alternatively, Cameron.
My weapon is my sad friend.
Trying to get him have a good day, and he'll destroy things for me if he needs to.
He's good at doing voices.
Oh, he's great.
Cameron. Cameron can do Ferris Sorry. Bueller's dad.
Adam is pointing at himself, and we said Cameron. His sad
Cameron.
Friend. Cameron.
Ferris Bueller?
No.
Fair.
But yes, he's...
The guy that steals Cameron's car.
Yes.
That guy's greasy looking.
He is very greasy looking.
But yeah, everything Ferris goes right good. For Ferris Bueller. Yeah. And Ferris Bueller is very manipulative and very good at getting everybody to do what he wants. Cameron is sick. Like, really sick.
Like, sad.
Yeah.
Sick.
And Ferris somehow convinces him to get up and spend the entire day with him.
He's just going to keep calling and calling and calling. Ferris Bueller can be annoying.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ferris Bueller can. Again, the problem, con, is that Ferris Bueller's a guy. He's just a human being.
He is a human being, but he's a charming human being.
Yeah.
I reckon he could win them all over. So he's really just basically got to go up against whoever's last. So it's going to be Ferris v. Katniss.
I just want to double check something. Quick question. How many people does Katniss kill in the original Hunger Games? Like, directly kill?
Okay, she drops a bunch of hornets on that lady.
Does that kill her?
That definitely kills her. Is that it?
Just
she
one?
Only kills... Oh, wait.
And she kills,
she kills the person who kills Rue.
So in the film that... Oh, yes, yeah, she does, yes.
So two people?
So two people.
Two people, and one of them was from Revenge.
Yeah.
Don't murder kids. Unless they previously murdered a kid, then kill that kid.
Then kill away.
Yeah.
Look, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Ferris Bueller...
Basically,
we all need to kill someone.
Yeah, of course. Well, but Ferris Bueller, he's gonna weasel his way out to be like not kill or like get everyone else to kill for him. So it's gonna be Ferris v whoever's last, and I think that's gonna
Cameron
be
Cameron kills 10.
Ferris is like, you gotta kill him. He's like, I don't want to.
Your dad'll love you.
I'm just gonna keep asking you to.
He's just gonna keep calling and calling.
Just keep asking and asking and asking. And Cameron's like, fine, and he murders everyone.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
How will Ferris do against Katniss?
Well, if Katniss seems determined and Katniss has a bow and arrow and Ferris Bueller just has Cameron, so that's one Death arrow Cameron. In Cameron. It first pushes Cameron at Katniss and then sweeps around. He's got no physical capabilities.
No.
I'm like, this sweeps point, around the side and...
At this point...
Oh, he's got good cardio, though.
Ferris is, yeah. Look, he runs. He runs. He runs as fast as a car, and jumps over fences.
That's true.
He can talk to ladies. He has time to talk to ladies.
That's a good point. Oh. What if he just kept running then?
Yeah, yeah. He might try and woo a lot of the districts.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
He has a girlfriend. You don't need to worry about it.
Well, that's true.
He just introduces himself to two ladies that are tanning in their backyard, and they shouldn't be fine with
that. They're tanning in the shade. If you go rewatch that movie, they're in the shade. But still tanning. It's very weird.
If someone jumped over my back fence.
Yeah.
Just even if I was just like sitting out there.
And they're in the shade getting a tan.
I was like, hey, I'm Ferris. Nice to meet you. I'd be like, what the I'm calling the cops.
No, no, no. I would shake their hand and be so fucking polite. I don't know what's going on.
See, I don't know.
I would de-escalate that situation. I'd be like, sure, how can I help you?
But imagine Ferris Bueller, he jumps because he
doesn't... You're a coward.
Yes.
He doesn't initially... Go talk to the ladies. So he jumps the fence.
Runs past them.
Yeah, so he'd run past. I'd be like, rude, I'm right here. And then when he turned around and came back and introduced myself, I'd be like, oh, he's polite. And so I'd like him.
Yeah, a polite boy. But yeah, I think he's getting an arrow to the brain.
Yeah, he's just got no... I mean, he could keep running until Katniss gets exhausted and dies of hunger.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day...
Is Ferris willing to eat the victims?
I don't think he's that much of
He'll just make it into a sausage and he'll be fine. Yeah.
He is the sausage king of
Chicago.
Chicago, that's right.
All right, so I think at the end of the day...
Yep.
Who has been the best fictional teen from Hunger? Is it Edward Cullen?
Is it Fred Jones?
Or is it Fred Jones?
I think if you're going to win the Hunger Games, you've got to go to some dark places. And thankfully, Jones is all dark
You know what's going to be the easiest way for us to pick this?
Yeah.
We just discuss amongst ourselves.
Good point.
No, let's take it to like 100 of our closest friends, the audience.
All right.
So I think my best pick, for out of the ones I suggested. So we'll start with Draco Malfoy. A golf clap?
Lukewarm.
So
maybe they hate you, right?
No, boom. All
right, hang on. I want everyone to clap that thinks that Draco Malfoy was great, but didn't want to just clap for me. Good, that silence is good.
That is, that's what you want to hear.
That's good.
That was stressful. I might have like evicted myself from this podcast forever. The audience hate me.
You're picking Draco Malfoy's best? Because I would argue Edward
Cullen. Oh, wait, Edward Cullen. Fuck, I forgot about him.
Yeah. Well, go through. Edward Cullen.
That's again, the same again, level of polite.
A smattering of applause. It's
the same people.
Who's just clapping because you really like me?
Who's just clapping because you like clapping?
You're getting some. Hold on.
This table's my favorite table.
No, fair.
This is for all of you.
Who's just clapping because you like clapping?
honest. People that weren't clapping before are now clapping.
Yeah.
Including right. Adam and Edgars. Right. You didn't all clap right. before. Yeah.
Stop
okay.
it.
Okay. How about this?
I hate them.
Simba. No one likes Simba. No one likes Simba. Simba's a bad choice.
I'm clapping the audience.
Yeah, that was good. All right, we'll go with Teen Wolf. No, Teen Wolf. Again, light smattering.
Was slightly less than Draco Malfoy.
All right. Beast.
Beast?
Beast from the
PGA. No, good answer, good everyone. Answer.
All right. So I'm going to go Ferris Bueller, but can I just get just one big clap?
No,
not
wait.
Now. Hold the fucking
phone. On the count of three.
3, 2, 1. All right. That's pretty good. Fred Jones.
What did we just say?
On the count of three.
One, two, three. That was a big clap.
That was a big one clap, yes.
I'll take it, and I'm glad I won, because like I said, you got to go some places to win the Hunger Games, and Fred Jones is a teen, but he's also so much more.
Yeah.
He's a scary boy.
He absolutely is.
All right, what's the time?
It's pretty late. 9:40. Wrap it up, get the other one on the show on the road.
Yep, fair enough. This is, all right, we'll wrap it up then.
And on that note...
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been Plumbing the Death Star Live, and Fred Jones is going to win the Hunger Games.
Woo!
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.